Lori Cockrell considers herself an old-school set-netter. She just finished walking along her line near Peterson Point in waist-high water, picking her net.
I told my son, I says, the day I die, you could go with a skiff, but until then, I'm sticking my boots in the mud.
She's only caught about 250 pounds of fish today and says the season's been a little slow so far. One thing Cockrell has noticed is the fish she's pulling in are small, which makes her think they weren't headed to the Naknek River.
These little guys coming through are meant for the Kwijak. So I just hope and pray that they go up and help our numbers out so we don't end up in the river for the special harvest.
The Kwijak River has been struggling to meet the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's escapement goal for it. So Eastside fishermen may be forced to fish closer to shore and some even upriver. If managers decide to make this change, they're hopeful this strategy will let more sockeye into the Kwijak, but it's causing set netters to scramble. Cockrell went up the Naknek yesterday to stake out a spot and was surprised to see there weren't many places left to claim.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I thought I was ahead of the game, and I went up last night following the beach, and they were already staked out.
It can get really stressful fishing up the Naknek River, according to Cockrell, and she's not the only person that thinks so.
The river is a nightmare. I got a spot up by Leader Creek where I could go put my net, but there's times when in the river they give us short openers, and we have to swim to put our line out, our net out, and I kind of getting old for that.
Carol Ann Hester is also a set netter that doesn't use a skiff. She's decided if fishermen have to head to special harvest areas, she'll be done fishing, at least commercially.
So we're going to go subsistence fish and just fill our smokehouse really full.
All in all, Hester doesn't believe this year's season will turn out how it was initially predicted.
When it started, it looked like it was going to be good, even though it was coming late. But right now, the way the numbers in the Kwijak are, I see that anyone who went fishing in Dillingham did the right thing, and that's my assessment. Otherwise, we're over here having a real good time on the Naknek because every day is so beautiful and we live in paradise over here on the edge of ever.
The set net period in the Naknek Kwijak district was extended earlier until tomorrow at 3 p.m. And fishermen in the Ikigek and Naknek Kwijak districts will also find out if they'll have to head to the special harvest areas to help conserve the amount of fish being caught in the Kwijak River around noon. In Naknek, I'm Mitch Borden.